Life, Bhagwan Baba has said, is a challenge. Man today constantly finds himself facing difficult situations that test his dedication to the dharmic path. Today we shall see an illuminating journey of one such soul from unrighteousness to the highest state of benevolent compassion, culminating in his attachment solely to the divine. On this auspicious occasion of Independence Day, the second year postgraduate students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanthi Nilayam Campus, humbly present at the Divine Lotus Feet a drama entitled Bharatiya Sanskriti, Atma Sanskriti, Culture of Bharat is to Culture the Soul.
ఖండాంతర ఖ్యాతినార్జించిన మహనీయులను గన్న మాతృభూమి పాశ్చాత్య వీరుల పరద్రో సమరభూమి సంగీత సాహిత్య శాస్త్రీయ విజ్ఞలందు శక్తి చూపిన దివ్య భూమి చిత్రకళల తోడ చిత్రమైనటువంటి భరత భూమి యందు జననముంది భరత మాత ధర్మ భాగ్యము కాపాడ బాధ్యతంతయు మీదే భక్తులార.
A courtroom, one of the most powerful symbols of artificial course correction. A common meeting place that facilitates the congregation of the wronged meek, the hubristic mighty and the upright few. A place where those who transgress the law are judged upon by those who enforce it. It is in this setting we introduce our protagonist Gaurav, a morally bankrupt defense lawyer. Today, he is defending the chief accused, Mr. Ravi Chopra, as part of a criminal case filed against Allied Chemicals by the people of village Kishanpur. The complainants claim that Allied Chemicals dumped harmful chemical waste without treating them first, thereby causing water pollution that proved fatal to 18 people.
Your Honor, the prosecution would now like to summon its final witness, Mr. Satyadev Sinha.
Satyadev Sinha! Satyadev Sinha! Satyadev Sinha!
मैं सत्यदेव सिन्हा.
मैं सत्यदेव सिन्हा.
गीता पर हाथ रखकर कसम खाता हूँ.
गीता पर हाथ रखकर कसम खाता हूँ.
कि मैं जो भी कहूँगा सच कहूँगा.
कि मैं जो भी कहूँगा सच कहूँगा.
और सच के सिवा कुछ नहीं कहूँगा.
और सच के सिवा कुछ नहीं कहूँगा.
Are you Mr. Satyadev Sinha, ex-employee of Allied Chemicals?
Yes, I am.
Would you tell the court, Mr. Sinha, what was the nature of your job in Allied Chemicals?
I was assistant plant manager for the Kishanpur plant.
How long did you work there?
About 9 years.
All right, Mr. Sinha. Were you aware of the safety standards set by the Pollution Control Board of India?
Yes, very much.
Were you also aware that Allied Chemicals was flouting these rules by discharging untreated waste into the local water bodies?
Yes.
What did you do about it?
I raised this issue several times with Mr. Chopra, my superior. He's a plant manager and also responsible for managing cost, but he never listened to me.
Did Mr. Chopra ever explain his actions?
He said that the cost involved in treating the waste was enormous and that he had to cut down cost.
Did you protest?
Vehemently. And when I heard that this pernicious practice had started claiming lives, I resigned and joined the lawsuit against Allied Chemicals. I also alerted the media.
Your Honor, we have before us a classic example of corporate machinations that stop at nothing to feed the insatiable avarice of unscrupulous companies like Allied Chemicals. From the testimony of its witnesses, their evidence and demeanor, the prosecution has proved its case beyond a shadow of doubt. This is a case of culpable homicide amounting to murder, punishable under Section 304A of the Indian Penal Code. The accused must be awarded a rigorous imprisonment term of 6 years and a fine of 50,000 rupees. And the families of the deceased must be amply compensated. That'll be all, Your Honor.
The defense attorney may now cross-examine the witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. So, Mr. Sinha, you initiated this case against Allied Chemicals, correct?
Yes.
So tell me, Mr. Sinha, who else was with you when you voiced your concern to Mr. Chopra?
No one. I always told him in the privacy of his office.
So there is no one to corroborate your claim of alerting Mr. Chopra?
No.
Why is it that no other employee of Allied Chemicals joined you in this suit?
They were too scared to stand up against Allied Chemicals.
And you think you are justified in doing so?
Of course I am.
All right then. Tell me, Mr. Sinha, how long did you work in Allied Chemicals?
About 9 years.
In the same capacity?
Yes.
Meaning you were never promoted?
No.
Did you wonder why?
Objection, Your Honor. The defense is raising irrelevant details.
This is relevant, Your Honor. It explains the motive.
Objection overruled. Mr. Sinha, answer the question, please.
Let me refresh your memory, Mr. Sinha. You did approach Mr. Chopra for a promotion, didn't you?
But that's different.
When you asked Mr. Chopra for a promotion outside manager's canteen, Mr. Chopra denied you the promotion. On what grounds, Mr. Sinha?
No, but that was...
On what grounds, Mr. Sinha?
He said my unit was underperforming.
And this, in front of all the managers in the canteen. This humiliation was unbearable by you, so you quit the company.
No.
Decided to vilify not only Mr. Chopra, but also the entire company by spreading lies.
No.
And now, you are using the death of innocent people to pursue your personal vendetta. Do you deny it? Do you deny it, Mr. Sinha? Your Honor, I don't think I can dignify this honorable character with any further questions. That will be all. Thank you.
Mr. Sinha, you may go now. Mr. Chopra, do you have anything to say to the charges and evidence leveled against you?
I would like to call my witnesses, sir.
Application for the defense witnesses allowed. Defense witnesses to appear and give evidence on the 3rd of September 2012. The court is adjourned.
Gaurav, that was amazing. People will doubt Sinha's credibility. The case is weak now.
Oh yes, but mind you, don't get ahead of yourself. Make sure you pay all your people to testify in your favor. Don't worry, we will win.
I'm counting on you. Good job today.
It is said that the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. But today, even if good do something, it is calumniated. Do you know what kind of fiendish personalities you are defending? The threat they pose to the fabric of our society? What are you doing, Gaurav?
I have got my duty to perform, and I am doing it.
When did trying to save people who caused 18 people to lose their lives become your duty?
You wouldn't understand. The game has changed now.
Game? This is no game, Gaurav. Because of these people, my son is no longer alive. And yet, you passionately defend these monsters? What happened to your moral compass? Your dream of becoming Swami Vivekananda? What have you become, Gaurav? What have you become?
Years ago, in the village of Kishanpur, a younger Gaurav is in his classroom.
Aao bachcho tumhe dikhaye jhaaki Hindustan ki. Is mitti se tilak karo, ye dharti hai balidan ki. Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram. शिवाजी डोला था मुगलों की ताकत को जिसने तलवारों पे डोला था हर पर्वत पे आग जली थी हर पत्थर एक शोला था महादेव की बच्चा बच्चा बोला था यहाँ शिवाजी ने रखी थी लाज हमारी शान की इस मिट्टी से तिलक करो ये धरती है बलिदान की वंदे मातरम वंदे मातरम वंदे मातरम वंदे मातरम
So you see boys, the soil of our sacred nation has been sanctified further by countless martyrs who were disappointed that they had only one life to offer their homeland. You all, as the future of our country, must emulate these illustrious paragons of virtue. Do you have any such role models?
Bhagat Singh, Gandhi Ji, Subhash Chandra Bose, Chandrasekhar Azad.
Good. Very good. Great. Gaurav, what about you?
Swami Vivekananda.
Swami Vivekananda? This is a curious choice. He was not a freedom fighter. Gaurav, why do you idolize him?
Sir, he had a concept of freedom. A freedom not only for the country, but also for our actions, will and desires. He inspired people to be strong, saying, Freedom can never be reached by the weak. Have unbounded faith and hope in yourself and you can crush even mountains.
I am glad you have understood his philosophy correctly, Gaurav. You are a good boy and I have no doubt that one day you will become as powerful as Swami Vivekananda.
even the smallest pebble can disturb the tranquility of an entire lake, polluted or otherwise. Don't you agree, Gaurav?
Who are you?
I am whom you wanted to be.
To be Swami Vivekananda? But how you here?
I am where I am needed. You seem to be troubled, Gaurav. Is there a bee in your bonnet? Did your teacher remind you of something painful?
Troubled? Me? For what? The case? I am doing nothing wrong. As a practicing lawyer, I was approached by a legitimate client and I took his case.
And you are doing an excellent job as his lawyer. But do you feel right about it?
Will my feelings resurrect those 18 lives? No. Moreover, if every lawyer starts being emotional for trivialities, then where will you find a good defense lawyer?
So you feel justified defending him?
Absolutely. The law stipulates every man charged has a right to legal counsel and that he is innocent until proven otherwise. It's just the law
taking its course. It's called due process. Yes, I know. Narendranath Datta was also a lawyer. Perhaps you forgot.
So, what are you trying to tell me?
That you are not a human if you cannot cry for another.
But Swamiji, hundreds die every day across the world in frightful calamities, accidents and conflicts. I have never grieved their deaths. Those 18 lives are no different.
Would you not grieve for your kith and kin? Blood is thicker than water, Gaurav. Any fool can mourn his personal loss. It takes greatness to mourn for your neighbor. Love thy neighbor as thou shalt love thyself.
And they crucified the man who said that.
There lies the fundamental problem, Gaurav. Fear. Fear of being different. Fear of ostracism. Fear of offending the powerful. Fear of failure and fear of the uncertain. You do mourn those 18 men, but you are just too scared to turn down a powerful man like Chopra.
Are you calling me a coward? I do not fear Chopra. I want to be a successful lawyer. If I start letting my feelings in the way, my career progress will be impeded. But if I win this case, my reputation will skyrocket. It is a logical thing to do. So,
don't delude yourself with facile assertion. You cannot be truthful to anyone if you are not truthful to yourself. It was the fear of a bleak future that compelled you, not your ambition. Am I right?
I guess you are right. But what's wrong in what I have done?
Your insensitivity to this issue is appalling. How can you be so shallow, Gaurav? Doesn't your blood boil at injustice? Is this your dharma?
But Swamiji, this is a dog-eat-dog world. The meek may inherit the other world, but they will be slaughtered in this one. The world is quite merciless to those who defy power. Besides, what do you want me to do? Reprimand Chopra for his deeds?
If you are not a coward, you would do it. And I think you just said that you are not a coward.
You are impossible. What will my defiance accomplish? I am just one man.
The power of one is infinite. All the difference in the world are of degree and not of kind. Because oneness is the secret of everything. A single spark can turn into a raging inferno that consumes entire forests. All it needs is a little friction. So too, you must take the first step.
All right. If I do that, will all the wrongs become right?
Do you doubt it?
Our country has a glorious past, studded with great men of sterling character who never feared to stand for dharma. One such great personality was Alluri Sitaramaraju.
Welcome, Mr. Ramaraju, welcome. Nenu nee gurinchi ento goppaga vintini. Neevu vachedevani naaku telusu.
Nannu rappinchadaniki neevu inta neechaniki digajarutavani nenu uhinchaledu, Rutherford.
Evarito maatladutunnavo telusa neeku? Rutherford daragarito. Ollu daggarunchukoni maatladu.
Nuvvu olto maatladtavo telusa? Alluri Sitaramaraju garto. Mundu nee olu jagratta.
ఏమన్నావు నిన్ను?
స్టాప్ ఇట్ గుడ్ ఆల్ రామరాజు, దిస్ ఇస్ ఆల్ యువర్ మేకింగ్.
ప్రశాంతముగా జీవించే ఈ ప్రజలని మాయ చేసి స్వాతంత్ర్యం అనే మిథ్యని చూపి చిరిగిబాటు చేయించితివి. మా ప్రభుత్వముకు వ్యతిరేకముగా పంచాయతీని స్థాపించితివి. ఇవన్నీ దేని కొరకు? మమ్ము జయించి ఈ మన్యముకు రాజు కావాలని కదా.
టు బికమ్ ఎ కింగ్ అండ్ రూల్ ఓవర్ దీస్ ల్యాండ్స్.
మాయ చేసేనా? మనుషులుగా బ్రతకడం నేర్పాను. పంచాయతీ ఎందుకంటావా? పరపరిపాలన కంటే స్వపరిపాలనే మేలు కనుక. ఇక రాజ్యమంటావా రూథర్ఫోర్డ్? నేను కాదు, మా భారతీయులు ఎవ్వరూ ఏనాడు వేరొకరిని జయించాలని, రాజ్యాలు స్థాపించాలని కోరలేదు. ఎప్పుడూ ఇతరులే. ఈ రత్నగర్భపై ఆశపడి దుర్జన దండయాత్రలతో రక్తసిక్తమైన రాజ్యాలను స్థాపించారు.
We are not like them. We did a lot of help to your people.
What help did you do?
We established schools and colleges.
మీ వర్తకపు లెక్కలు రాసే గుమాస్తాలను తయారు చేయుటకు.
We built roads and railways.
మీ సైనికులు విచ్చలవిడిగా తిరగడానికి, మా దేశ సంపదను మీ దేశానికి తరలించడానికి.
We taught you culture.
కల్చర్? మీరు మాకు నాగరికత నేర్పించారా? మీ దేశం కళ్ళు తెరవక ముందే మా దేశం నాగరికత నేర్చింది. మీకు బట్టలు గురించి తెలియకముందే ఇక్కడ చక్కనైన పట్టు వస్త్రాలను నేశారు. మీకు భాషే రాని కాలంలో ఇక్కడ గణిత శాస్త్రం పుట్టింది. హౌ డేర్ యు సే దట్ యు టాట్ కల్చర్ టు దిస్ ల్యాండ్? where all the Vedas and sciences were born. Don't deceive yourself, Rutherford. Don't deceive yourself.
Adi dora, adi. Em seppinao dora. Nee maatalu intunte naa ameenu pulagarinchipothandi. Alai tellanaayalaki gaddi pettu.
Shut up. Fine. Forget the past.
నాతో చేతులు కలిపము, నిన్ను ఈ మన్యంకు రాజును చేసేదను. నీవు చక్రవర్తికి సామంతునిగా ఉంటూ నీ శౌర్యమును చూపిస్తూ గొప్పగా జీవించవచ్చును.
యూ కెన్ బికమ్ అ గ్రేట్ లింక్ ఇన్ దిస్ చైన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రిటిష్ ఎంపైర్, ద ఎంపైర్ ఆన్ విచ్ ద సన్ నెవర్ సెట్స్.
రవి అస్తమించని బ్రిటిష్ సామ్రాజ్యమా? ఢిల్లీ బాదుషాల ముందు వంగి వంగి సలాం చేసినప్పుడు ఎక్కడుంది నీ సామ్రాజ్యం? నెత్తిన గుడ్డమూటలు పెట్టుకుని ఊరంతా తిరిగినప్పుడు ఎక్కడుంది నీ సామ్రాజ్యం? అటువంటి సామ్రాజ్యంలో నేను సామంతుణ్ణి కావడం కల్లా. డోంట్ వేస్ట్ యువర్ ఎనర్జీ ట్రైయింగ్ టు బ్రైబ్ మీ.
ఎక్సలెంట్ రామరాజు, ఎక్సలెంట్. నీ వంటి వీరుడు ఈ బానిస దేశం కాకుండా మా దేశం నీయందు పుట్టి ఉన్నచు.
రదర్ఫోర్డ్, హోల్డ్ యువర్ టంగ్. ఇది నా మాతృభూమి. ఇక్కడి మట్టి పవిత్రం, నీరు పవిత్రం, గాలి పవిత్రం, నదులు కొండలు సమస్తం పవిత్రం. ఈ జన్మకే కాదు, 1000 జన్మలకైనా నేను ఈ దేశంలోనే పుడతాను. నా ప్రజల బాగుకే పాటుపడతాను.
త్వర ఆజ్ఞాపించండి, ఒక్క తూటతో పని ముగిస్తాను.
రామరాజు, ఆశకి వంగవు, చట్టానికి తలొగ్గవు. You are testing my patience with your obstinacy. You are forcing me to order to take away your valuable life. ఒక్కసారి నీ చుట్టూ చూడము. చిటికే వేస్తే 100 తూటాలు నీ శరీరంలోకి దూసుకుపోతాయి. ఏమి చూసుకొని నీకు ఇంత ధైర్యము?
You can't kill me, Rutherford. You can't kill me. ఎందుకో తెలుసా? ఒక్క సీతారామరాజు చనిపోతే లక్షలాది సీతారామరాజులు ఉద్భవిస్తారు. ఒక్కొక్కడు ఒక్కొక్క విప్లవ వీరుడై బ్రిటిష్ సామ్రాజ్యం పునాదులు పెల్లగిస్తారు. సీతారామరాజు ఒక వ్యక్తి కాదు, సామూహిక శక్తి, సమర భేరి, స్వాతంత్ర్య నినాదం, ప్రచండ మారుతం. నేను ఈ మట్టిలో మట్టినై, నీటిలో నీటినై, నా ప్రజల ఊపిరిలో ఊపిరినై, మనసులో భావాన్నై, హృదయాల జ్వాలనై, నా జాతి జనులు పాడుకునే సమరగీతాన్నై సామ్రాజ్యవాదుల శక్తిని గెలుస్తాను. స్వతంత్ర భారత జయకేతనముగా
నిలుస్తాపిట్. సీతారామరాజు, స్టాపిట్. దిస్ ఈస్ రాయల్ ట్రీజన్. గుడాల్, ఇన్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ హర్ మ్యాజెస్టీస్ గవర్నెన్స్, ఐ ఆర్డర్ యూ టు షూట్ హిమ్.
ఎట్ యువర్ కమాండ్ సర్.
వందే మాతరం.
Till his last breath, Ramaraju was a symbol of powerful, fearless defiance of the tyrannical oppression of the British. With this act, a single man, Gaurav, a single man, inspired countless others.
But he also got killed in the process. These principles might have worked then, but they will not work now. Evolution has proved that the instinct of self-preservation is paramount to survival. I will successfully destroy my career if I defy the likes of Chopra.
Once again, Gaurav, fear rears its ugly head in your demeanor. Be bold. Take courage in yourself. Remember, strength is life.
weakness is death.
Yes, I do feel sorry for the poor families. So what? No one is any better simply because I acknowledge that Chopra is at fault. Nothing has changed, has it? I too have a life, a career to consider. I am bound by my obligation to him.
You're not obliged to keep the candle lit when the sun is shining. No man is really brave until he develops the courage to admit that he was wrong. You are still taking cover behind sophistic arguments that hold no water. You may think with your head, Gaurav, but you must act from your heart.
All right. Now, look here. What has happened, has happened. I did not think of these things before, nor is it wise of me to do so now, when matters have come this far. The best thing to do now is to proceed unemotionally, win the case, and secure a good future.
Do not think like that, Gaurav. Having identified the correct course of action, one must take that course however far one might have traveled in another. Ask your heart, search your feelings. Does your heart permit you to defend the unjust?
Are you not listening to me, Swamiji? I am the counsel for the defense. This is what I have to do.
Tell me, Gaurav, why are you working so hard to win this case? It is because you think winning now means an unshakable reputation and lifelong financial stability. Isn't that so?
Yes. What is wrong in aspiring to be successful? Doesn't every working professional desire this? Let me tell you, Swamiji, even to be cremated, one must produce money in this world.
Gaurav, have faith in yourself. Your prowess as a lawyer is demonstrably formidable. You can prove your worth as an efficient lawyer in other ways. But do not resort to base means when your heart does not allow it. Remove any fear and apprehension. There have been many an illustrious personality who laid greater emphasis on the journey than on the destination.
I'll push this down your wretched throat.
This is just a peaceful protest. We mean no violence.
These are but the words of cowards.
Cowards. Cowards are those braves who pride their slavery and shame their own countrymen.
How dare you! Vande Mataram! Vande Mataram!
Vande Mataram! Vande Mataram! Vande Mataram! Vande Mataram! Vande Mataram! Vande Mataram! Vande Mataram! Vande Mataram!
public set policemen on fire. Non-cooperation movement gains momentum. It's there all over now. I suppose that it wouldn't be long before the empire vents its fury on every progeny of this country.
What happens when a resurgent nation of 350 million men and women stand up to a mere 100,000? And that is what we intend to achieve.
Yes, Pandit Ji is right. Finally, the dark clouds have gathered over the horizon. They shall come forth to cast a shadow that plunges the empire into eternal darkness. Our long march towards destiny has begun.
But in what direction? The same land where the sound of sickles and plows brought love to the soil will soon be stained by the dripping blood from vengeful swords. A freedom, even if achieved by such means, is deplorable.
Gandhiji, I fail to understand the severity of your words. It would be prudent to let the situation be. After all, a tiny village cannot be a barricade to the gushing waves that have begun their lashings on the British shores.
Small droplets of rain turn into the fiercest of floods, Azad. If we do not cease this flow now, we would fail the very premise on which our country was built and led. Our struggle for freedom may become a curse on our glorious past.
Now, Bapu, you surely do not mean to...
The campaign has to end here.
But we simply cannot remain deaf to the wailings of all those who drowned to the bullets from the English rifles.
After the Jallianwala Bagh, it is only but natural to take an eye for an eye.
An eye for an eye only ends up making the whole world blind. Fluttering moths fly, seeking the blinding light from a distant lamp, only to get charred in its flames that dance in fury on consuming their prey. The one who resorts to the sword shall eventually be slain by it.
But we must realize that we will never get the same commitment again.
A commitment born out of revenge is cancerous. It will take us back to the times of savages who fed on their own fellow men. Religion, caste, creed and color may become a license to remain at war with each other.
Bapu, you surely do understand that this is just one incident.
I wish we can tell that to the families of those policemen who were mobbed and murdered.
You may be right. But for all those who have taken to the streets with a mission branded to their limbs, there might be no more looking back, even if we ask them to.
I will ask. I shall begin an indefinite fast, seeking my redemption from the violence that I had instigated. And I will not stop until they stop.
Bapuji, do you believe they will?
Yes, I do. Today, the people of this hallowed land may stand severed from the truth of their origins. They may seek their solace in violence. But a day will come when the true Bharatiya in them shall come alive. Till that day, my nation must wait. And now I suggest that you all must go forth and speak. Announce to the nation and its people our resolve.
It's been days now, and Bapu is still refusing to take food. His body is weakening further.
This is not new to him, but his worry is not the British now. It's our own people. This may continue until all ceases.
Let's hope it's not longer than what his body can take.
Take this. Your theatrics have bothered us enough.
Son, you seem disturbed.
I deserve it. For I have failed you. And I have failed the entire nation. But then, what else could I have done? You expect us to lend our ears to their mocking words of insult, don't you? You preached us to bury the strength in our arms and our shoulders to the lathis that blow the air out of our lungs. Yes, you! You commanded that we throw open our bare chests to the poison darts that kiss our hearts only to leave them wounded forever. Why? Why should our children be orphaned while the white feed their cubs with our wheat and bread? Why? Why should you expect my lips to be silent to the raging war cries that ring in my heart? Why? Why? I know why. I always knew why. The heart knows what you said, Bapuji. But the head failed to remember. We killed them, Bapuji. We set ablaze the police station at Chowri Chowra. The hapless police came leaking out like a bunch of lambs to the slaughterhouse. We killed even the dead, Bapuji. We killed even the dead. It was our mistake. It was our mistake. Your fasting has paralyzed the entire nation. Remorse and hurt grips the people of our village. And the British, they have found a reason to bring the country to a grinding halt. Will we ever be forgiven, Bapuji? Will we ever be forgiven?
You have spoken so long, son. Now, give this old man his turn, won't you? Our country, like you, is grappling with fear. The exhibition of violence by the people of your village is only a manifestation of this fear for the opponent. If we are right in killing for our freedom, then they too are justified in killing to deny us our freedom. Instead, the occupiers must realize their folly on their own accord and leave. That is the real fight for independence. Know this, son. Just as you cannot put out a fire with more fire, you cannot end violence with more violence. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way. Your means to the end is more important than the end itself. Remember, son, your destiny is what you choose.
full of expectations, approaches Gaurav in the courtroom.
Hello, Gaurav. I tried to reach you yesterday, but you were unavailable. That confident of winning. Anyway, I've paid all our experts and witnesses to testify in our favor. I've also told them what to say. Are you ready with your battle plan?
Don't worry, Mr. Chopra. I know exactly what I have to do.
Case number 196 of 2012. People of Kishanpur versus Allied Chemicals.
Your Honor, after careful deliberation, I have decided to no longer represent my client, Mr. Chopra. I have already informed the authorities to relieve me from this responsibility, and I request the court that I may be allowed to withdraw from the case. Thank you, Your Honor.
What? How dare you turn your back on me? I'll finish you! Gaurav, I'll finish you!
Order! Order in the court! Mr. Gaurav, are you sure about your decision to withdraw from the case?
Yes, I am.
All right, Mr. Gaurav. Your application is accepted. The court is adjourned until the appointment of a new defense attorney.
Mr. Gaurav, did you quit because you suspect foul play in the proceedings?
No comments.
Do you have anything to say to the family of the deceased?
Aapne is jeete hue mukadme ko chhod kyun diya?
Do you think this decision will change your career as a lawyer?
I said no comments.
Furious Chopra decides to teach Gaurav a very harsh lesson.
So you hold Mr. Chopra responsible for this attack? All right, Mr. Gaurav. Your statement has been recorded. A complaint will be filed against Mr. Chopra for his alleged involvement in this incident. We might need you to testify against him.
Inspector, you surely do understand that the patient is under sedation and he needs sufficient rest. So if you don't mind, please.
Sorry, Doctor. Mr. Gaurav, wish you a speedy recovery.
Gaurav, still awake? Is it the pain in your body that is keeping you awake? Or the thought of an enemy who lingers free, wild, and beyond the law?
Neither, Swamiji. The muscle and bones ache, no doubt. But But the pain is only a testimony to the truth I chose. And as regards to Mr. Chopra, the effect of his actions would always follow him like his shadow, even to places where the law fails to.
But Gaurav, don't you want the people to know that you have suffered much for taking their side? Don't you think your destiny has tricked you and jeopardized your dreams?
Swamiji, what game are you playing with me? You told me that a mind with an enduring strength can never be dictated by forces around. You guided me to master the mind and be a mastermind.
It takes hundreds of years for an oyster to assimilate its needs from the labyrinth of the ocean. But when it finally opens, it gives a beautiful pearl. Your delusions have dissolved, Gaurav.
But I am not done yet. The attachment to materialism resembles a quicksand, which is relentless in its attempt to effect my fall. There are many who understand the truth, and yet they slip easily to the abyss of convenient evilhood.
The darkest times in a man's life is when he fails to recognize the palpable frailty in his mind and turns away from the one who created him.
But Swamiji, you seem to be in that ethereal bliss eternally. Your equanimity, your viveka, the power of discrimination, remains an unexplained mystery.
Gaurav, unique are the ways of the one who dwells in our hearts. He who came as my guru held my hand and waded me through the storms of material quest. Not very long ago, I was just another Narendranath Datta, being consumed by my bondages, when one day I...
चरणों से लग जाऊं मैं, सब अंधकार मिटा रे मैया, दरस तेरा कर पाऊं मैं, ऐसा प्यार बहा रे मैया। जग में आकर जग को मैया अब तक ना पहचान सका, अब तक ना पहचान सका, क्यों आया हूँ कहाँ है जाना ये भी ना मैं जान सका, ये भी ना मैं जान सका। तू है अगम गोचर मैया, तू है अगम गोचर मैया, कहो कैसे लख पाऊं मैं ऐसा प्यार बहारे मैया, चरणों से लग जाऊं मैं, सब अंधकार मिटा रे मैया, दर्श तेरा कर पाऊं मैं, ऐसा प्यार बहारे।
Your eyes are swollen red. Crying all night? Aire. Let me wipe your tears. Ma cannot tolerate her children's suffering.
If Ma cannot tolerate my suffering, then why can't she put an end to all this? Thakur, my family is starving and I am helpless. This intelligent, educated Narendranath, unable to face the storm of adversity, cuddled himself at the doorsteps of the temple all night and cried for help. But this idol refuses to help, refuses to talk, to even move. It just smiles at me.
He is always like that, Naren. I too have cried to her many times. Ma, why is the world so cruel? But she keeps on laughing and laughing. And then she suddenly stops and laments. My children are such fools. I am waiting here with all my coffers open. Come, take. Why do you suffer? It is all yours. But her children never learn. Never.
Thakur, you always talk to mother. Sit with her. Play with her. Sing with her. Please do me a favor. For my sake, ask mother to end my suffering.
Main kyun mangu? I should ask on your behalf. Goonga hai kya? You blabber a lot about philosophies and what not, but in front of mother, your tongue freezes. Noreen, my mother is your mother too. You don't have money, your family is suffering. Ask mother. Look, she is in her utmost benevolent mood now. Approach her without any fear and ask. Cha. Are jana re.
Ma?
Bolo beta.
Ma? Bestow upon me the wisdom that sits on thy eternal throne. Bless me with that supreme peace that is enshrined in thy beautiful eyes. Mujhe kyaan te maa. मुझे ज्ञान दे।
तथास्तु।
किनरेन, what did mother say? I know, mother never lets her children down. Where is the money? कोथाय रे?
I didn't ask for it. Master, how can I stand before the endless ocean engorged with beautiful jewels and beg for petty glass beads? I asked for wisdom and peace.
Wisdom and peace? Are you mad? Will you fry wisdom like roti and dip it in peace like dal and eat it? Huh? Wisdom and peace. People don't even know what to ask, and then they blame my mother. She does not do anything. She only sits there and smiles. Pagol Kotakar. Go. Go again. Go. Ask for money. Huh? In hard currency coins. Don't come back without the money. Cha. Ma, abhi Nore nadan hai. Sambhal jayega.
Maa?
Bolo Naren.
You know my family is starving. I am suffering, Maa. Please. Maa. Mujhe bhakti de, Maa. I ask for thy lotus feet. I ask for resolute and steadfast devotion. मुझे भक्ति दे मां, मुझे भक्ति दे।
तथास्तु।
किनोरेन, at least now have you got your money? Why do you look so dazed, Noreen? As if somebody has hypnotized you.
Master, I cannot pray for worldly wealth, for comfort, for pleasure or money.
But why? You need them, don't you?
Perhaps. No, Thakur. Perhaps I don't need them. Perhaps there is a greater wealth worth asking for than mere coins. Despite the anguish strewn upon my fate and misery upon my life, I cannot but relinquish the divine benevolence that sustains the entire life force. Thakur, I have heard her voice again and again. That melodious symphony of the soul that can neither be heard in the wild friction of flesh and bone, nor can be felt in clinking metal, nor in amassing mud. I am enticed to that beauty, and I seek my timeless place in her lotus feet alone. She, the mother of all, will take care of my family and of the entire universe.
Noreen, I always knew that you were gold that will come out of fire with the greater shine and strength. Mother's testing times are to bring forth the highest bliss and peace that lie within you. Choose the divine, and the divine shall choose you.
And Gaurav, that's how my master taught me that true freedom lies in being bound to the divine.
I shall represent you. The case is ours. Moreover, don't worry, sir. God's work can never be stalled. I will ensure that the stay order on the temple construction is removed.
Thank you so much, Gauravji. I was apprehensive about you taking up such a case.
The game has changed now. We will definitely win this case, and I can assure you that.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Gaurav? Gaurav, look! The court has ruled in our favor. The chairman of Allied Chemicals has been convicted. The prayers of our entire village have been answered. Justice has been finally done to the vicious underlings of greed. Gaurav? Gaurav, what happened? Gaurav, what is this? Why are you crying?
What else can this sinner do, Master Ji? What else? I was heartlessly defending the evil deeds of your son's murderers. My friend's murderers. For I overlooked the valuable bond I shared with you. I disowned all my values, my ideals, and my true self. Will you forgive me, Masterji? Will you forgive me, Masterji, please?
I forgive you the very day you withdrew from this case. The serenity in your countenance when you announced your decision, the conviction that was apparent in your words, all these assured me that I was getting back the little Gaurav I knew of and loved. I knew the goodness in you has not disappeared, but merely suppressed by your thirst for wealth. But now I have my Gaurav back. I have my Gaurav back. But tell me, Gaurav, I'm curious. What triggered this reversal to your former self?
Master Ji, I was but a lost ship, tossing about in the turbulent seas, led astray into unsafe waters by overpowering currents, when a shining pole star guided me to safer shores. And Master Ji, my guiding light was with me all the while, even when I did not call out to him. He made me realize that the void that had engulfed my heart was nothing but bondage. And the moment my master took over the reins, it was a feeling of absolute freedom. I merely followed my heart and let it guide my actions.
This is not the story of just one man. This could be your story. Every man seeks adulation and power, preferring greatness to goodness. And whenever he finds himself defeated by his own hands, the Lord, in all his compassion, descends to re-establish man's true nature, just as our divine master made his anchor God firmly in our hearts and allow our actions to be guided by him. The scriptures declare, Paropakarartham idam sharira. Man must be sensitive to the sufferings of his fellow beings, because men are more valuable than all the wealth of the world.
Today, our country stands at a historic juncture where it must take its step towards attaining the status of a spiritual superpower.
Swami, you have always said that there is no land on earth as sacred as Bharat.
Swami, you have also said that a true Bharatiya is the one whose heart is filled with love for God.
Man must always remain firm in his principles. No matter how testing the circumstances are, he must never waver from the dharmic path.
Swami, please give us the strength to live as the true Bhartiyas that you want us to be. Let every single breath of ours resound with this resolve.
Let us arise, awake, and stop not till the goal is reached.
मेरा प्यार मेरा जहां
हाल दिल करे
सच भी है प्यारा तेरे आंचल में पले बढ़े और अपा तुझको चला साई माँ तुझको चला दिल करे बयां मेरा प्यार मेरा जहां भारत सौभाग्यम् अखण्ड प्रेमामृतम् शुभधुरकाव्यम् प्रेमे दैवमनि सेवे परमार्थमनि जगति की चाटिन साई दिव्य सन्देशम् रमजान का तू राम है दीवाली काली रमजान का तू राम है दीवाली का अली धर्म नाम सब एक है एकता की खिलती कली धर्म नाम सब एक है एकता की खिलती कली फैली हर जहन में अल्फाजों का ये कारवां बड़ा दिल वतन है ऐ खुदा तुझसे जुदा अब कभी हो न पाए हम सत्य धर्म की राह पर प्रेम दीप लेकर चले हम तब सायुग कहलाइए तब सायुग कहलाइए तब सायुग कहलाइए तब साई युग कहलाए हाल दिल करे बया मेरा प्यार मेरा जहां हाल दिल करे बया मेरा प्यार मेरा जहां दीता शांति समाजान की रूपलो दे तू दाम कुलमता वरना दीता शांति समाजान की रूपलो दे तू दाम वन स्वामी कलल कन्ना स्वर्ण भारता निसाधिन चुदा स्वर्ण भारता निसाधिन चुदा स्वर्ण भारता निसाधिन चुदा स्वर्ण भारता निसाधिन चुदा स्वर्ण
Ganesha शिवनंदन पालक जानन सुंदर पाहि गणेश पशुपति तनरा पार गजानन शिवनंदन पालक जानन कन्हैया साहे कन्हैया पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया तुम हो मेरे माँ बाप भैया शिरडी साई द्वारक माई प्रशांति वासी साई राम शिरडी साई द्वारक माई प्रशांति वासी साई राम I'm
सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशिवदना श्रीकला सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित आश्रित कल्पलतीका आपद्बान्धवा ॐ जय जगदीश हरे मा सत्कामदैवमु मरियन्तयुरीवे स्वामि मरियन्तयुरीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्राशयना ॐ जय जगदीश हरे ॐ रूप ओजस्वि ओ साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगल आरति अंदु को मंगल आरति अंदु को मंगल गिरिधारी ॐ जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ॐ ॐ जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण
ಗೊತ್ತೇ ನಾರಾಯಣ 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 ಓ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓ ಸತ್ಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಓ ಜಯ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಲೋಕಾ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತು ಸಮಸ್ತ ಲೋಕಾ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತು ಸಮಸ್ತ ಲೋಕಾ ಸುಖಿನೋ ಭವಂತು
ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಬಾಜಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ.